In the news today, details are being gathered about the first American known to be killed fighting for Islamic State militants in Syria. Douglas McCain was 33 years old when he died Sunday. He was raised in Minnesota and had worked as a caregiver in California. On Tuesday, the U.S. National Security Council confirmed Douglas McCain's death. The State Department said U.S. officials had communicated with his family. Mr. McCain reportedly left the U.S. for Turkey and later traveled into territory controlled by the Islamic State militants. Over the weekend, he took part in an attack near Aleppo against another opposition group called the Free Syrian Army, NBC News reported. The Free Syrian Army killed McCain. It also executed six other Islamic State militants and posted their photos on Facebook. U.S. officials have recently expressed concern about American citizens who join extremist groups like the Islamic State. They fear one or more might return home to carry out terrorist attacks on American territory. Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russians continued to battle for control of Ukraine's coast Wednesday. The separatists captured an important town in the southeast. The separatists entered Novoazovsk after 3 days of shelling. About 40,000 people live in the town, a popular vacation place along the Sea of Azov. The town is on a road that links Russia to the Ukrainian port of Mariupol and Crimea on the Black Sea. The fighting happened as Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko and Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed a possible peace plan. A Chinese boy with bone cancer has become the first patient with a spinal part from a three-dimensional printer. 12-year-old Qing has Ewing's sarcoma. The sometimes deadly bone cancer usually attacks children and young adults, causing severe pain. Doctors at Beijing University removed a small part of Qin's backbone and replaced it with a 3D printer copy. The part is made of titanium. Doctors say Qin will soon regain normal movement of his body. And now, words in the news. Communicate, verb, to tell, to give or exchange information. Execute, verb, to kill. Popular, adjective, liked by many people, generally approved by the public. Possible, adjective, able to be done. Can happen or is expected to happen. Bone, noun, the hard material in the body. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on the use of vocabulary and grammar.